Audio tour stop number 18, Highway 109 Trailhead, land of the longleaf pine and Piedmont prairies. As you hike through the last stretch of woods near Highway 2427, you may spot an occasional longleaf pine tree. Native to the southeastern United States, the longleaf pine, Pinus palustris, once covered an area larger than 90,000 acres. Largely as a result of over-harvesting and deforestation, the longleaf pine is located now on only about 3% of the area that is historically covered, and the majority of this is reforested longleaf. Working longleaf forests are becoming more commonplace and can be utilized for needle and straw production as well as producing straight and high-quality lumber. There are many distinctive species found in longleaf pine forest, a number of which are pretty much only found in these ecosystems. Longleaf pine are very hardy and can survive and thrive in areas that experience frequent fires, while many other species cannot. They have a deep tap root and are well suited to survive ice and snowstorms. These impressive trees can live to be over 500 years old. Historically, they provided turpentine, tar, and resin for naval ships, and some of these trees that have been boxed to harvest the tar still survive today. Longleaf may be classically thought of as more of a sandhills or coastal plain ecosystem, but do grow in the Piedmont in more clay-like soils. Whereas the understory of a longleaf pine in the sandhills will be dominated by wiregrass, here in the Piedmont, a suite of native grasses are found there, including Indian grass, Big Blue Stem, and Little Blue Stem. Conservation partners have been working to collect seed from the United States Forest Service trees to restore this unique ecotype on other lands in the Uwari region. Longleaf pine savannas and Piedmont prairies once dominated this landscape. Rare wildflowers were found in these areas where full sunlight could reach the understories. Now many of these plants, including federally endangered Schweinitz sunflower, have been relegated to roadsides and utility rights-of-way. Efforts are ongoing to restore these native ecosystems to benefit these rare species.